Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. My name's Sam Crowley. It's great to have you back on the number one motivational podcast on the planet. How you doing? How you doing? We're having an amazing day. It's August 28th, 2014. We're rocking and rolling. Baby Susan, 11 days old as of today. Baby, the miracle baby, given 50-50 chance to live. Still with us. I'm fired up, man. Father of four now. How about that? The most irresponsible human being on the planet. Nobody would have given me a chance either. Back in the day, keg parties in Bradford, PA, transitioned into college where it was a 30-week party with a $6,000 cover charge at the Pennsylvania State University. That's right, baby. Who's your daddy now? Father of four. It's great to have you here, by the way. Make sure you head on over to iTunes, leave a 5-star review after you subscribe to this amazing show. Leave a great review as well so other people can find the show. And if you don't, you're fired. I'm going to find you. I'm going to disconnect your internet and block the Every Day is Saturday podcast from streaming on your computer or your smartphone. Are we clear? Are we clear? I got a bunch of stuff I got to get off my chest. You got to give me a little latitude. It's Rant Thursday. It's Rant Thursday, baby. So I'm on a rant. Josh Gordon, wide receiver, Cleveland Browns. If you live outside of the United States, we have a game here called football, which is different than what's played in other parts of the world called football, which is actually soccer. So follow along with me. Josh Gordon, wide receiver, smoking the weed, baby, smoking the weed. And he got suspended for a year because it's his about 800th time that he's been unable to figure out that if you smoke the wacky tobacco and you get caught, you're going to get kicked out. But it's not even you don't even get kicked out the first time. It's like the third or fourth offense. I don't even know. But you know what's funny? The National Football League here in the United States is a union. The players are all part of a union. Don't even get me started on unions. My God. I love my firemen and policemen and carpenters and plumbers that are parts of union, but let me tell you, I am not a union guy. I don't want anybody speaking for me. I want to negotiate all my own contracts. I don't want anybody in my space, okay? It's just who I am, all right? All my listeners, I'm not there to offend you. We can just agree to disagree, so don't send me emails about the power of a union because I just don't think that's where I need to be right now as part of a union. However, the National Football League is part of a union, and what they do is they do what's called collective bargaining, meaning all the players agree collectively to bargain on different perks and rules and things like that that are all part of their contracts, okay? Smoking weed being part of them, and you get suspended if you're caught however many times for a year, all right? First time, it's like two games. First time, it's probably a slap on the wrist, couple games, four games, and a year, all right? So I see on Twitter Josh Gordon's statement that he's disappointed that the NFL has chosen at their lack of bad discretion and judgment and all this crap. I'm like, dude, where's your discretion and judgment? I mean, when did we, as a society, we see it all the time. So I'm going to transition out of Josh Gordon. I'm just going to talk about society because Josh Gordon isn't alone in this. He's not the only person that plays victim. First of all, I hope for his sake this is rock bottom for him. If I was coaching Josh Gordon right now, he's like, hey, Sam, what's up, man? I need some help. What should I do? I'd be like, right now, dude, you got to own it, okay? And the second thing you got to do is get as far away from all of these stupid people, the enablers in your life that are afraid to tell you what's up, man. They're afraid to tell you what time it is. They're afraid to give you what you need to hear. for fear of the gravy train's going to get shut off. Yo, can't ride in Josh's ride, can't go over to his crib, can't hang out, can't smoke weed anymore. You know, these people, man, you see it with all these athletes, Allen Iverson, all these people, all right? Doesn't matter, white, black, whatever. I think societally speaking, though, it's probably more prevalent in African-American guys because of the neighborhoods that these kids come out of, you know, basketball players, football players. It's just a fact, you know? Guys like me, we don't make it to the pros, you know? I mean, guys like Allen Iverson, guys like me are good in high school, and we get around a little bit of talent in college, and we crumble, you know? Guys like Allen Iverson, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant, and all these great – I think basketball, especially basketball, is probably 70 to 75% African American. And these guys, some of them don't come out of the greatest neighborhoods in America. So what do? You got two choices when you get the money and you get the big contract. You can continue to hang around the individuals you were hanging around, and that may or may not be a good thing. LeBron James, I got to give him a ton of credit, man. He's kept the same friends, because I follow him on Instagram. He's a fascinating social media follow, watching this guy mature over the past 10 or 12 years. Fascinating to follow LeBron James on Twitter and on Instagram, because here's a guy who has kept the posse together, but by and large, they seem like really good kids, man. And he's from Northeast Ohio, right up here where I live, and outside of Cleveland. And that's actually a great story, you know, that he's brought these guys along with him for the ride. The other part, you know, if you come out of the hood or you come out of a bad part of the town and you decide, hey, man, I'm going to go for it. Isaiah Thomas came out of a really bad part of Chicago. Derrick Rose came out of Chicago. I'm thinking of other people that have come out of towns that weren't that great. But yet, man, they got it. Hey, once I get it, once I get all this responsibility, when you get this type of responsibility, man, and the big money, you got to be held accountable to yourself. And as a society, we just don't do that. How about people in your job? You know what I'm talking about? When you go into the job, well, so-and-so did it, so I did it. Or so-and-so didn't do that, so it's not part of my job description. Have you ever heard that? How many times have you heard that, people in a job saying, that's not part of my job description? That's not my department. You want to make a lot of money? I mean, you want to crush it and work. Here's how you get promoted at work, all right? You do stuff that you're not asked to do. You master, you become a specialist in areas where you thrive. Where it makes sense. Like when I was in the job, we had all these different initiatives. I didn't know. I mean, we always had, think about it. You get a new boss. Every time you get a new boss, they come with their new ideas and new initiatives. And most people are like, oh, here we go. Boss is going to change things up. Well, you know what I did? I figured out one of the greatest quotes ever. Wayne Gretzky. We had a lot of sports metaphors today. Wayne Gretzky, National Hockey League player. One of the two best quotes I love. One, first one, which I wasn't going to talk about, but I'll just say it. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Love that quote. Not as much as I love this one. You need to be where the puck is going to be. Find out where the puck's going to be and get there ahead of time. That is so critical to business. That is so crucial to success. Anybody can be where the action is right now. I mean, it's people coming on Facebook right now. Hey, Facebook, whoa, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to do some networking, man. I'm going to get out there and invite some friends and post some links on their wall and let them know what I'm up to. Yeah, dude, that's so 2007, okay? Now, Facebook ads and right-hand side ads and sponsors and dark posts and all this stuff, man, it's evolved. Like, doesn't even look anything like it did 5 years ago, 2 years ago, you know? So if you're coming late to the party, you're going to get kind of the, you know, what's left over, the leftovers. If you get out ahead of the puck, you get out ahead and you figure out where the business is going to be, when a new boss comes into the workforce, and instead of saying, well, here we go, he's going to change things up, or she's going to bring in her ideas, and we got to learn her new systems now. Dude, let Uncle Sammy give you a little bit of advice here. Are you ready? Come on, press those earbuds a little bit further into your ears till they're almost touching, okay? Here's the best advice you're ever going to get. Figure out, play the game, man. Just play the game. I don't care how stupid your boss is. If you're still in a job, figure it out. If their greatest initiative, I've had bosses who I looked at them and say, really? You got a college degree? I wouldn't have guessed you passed eighth grade. But okay, here we are. All right, here we are. I'm going to find out what gets you so excited makes your socks go up and down. Okay? And when I find out what gets you that excited and what your little baby is, your pet peeve, I'm going to master it, and I'm going to have fun because in my mind, I'm thinking this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but what comes out of my mouth and what my actions are going to do is going to make you feel like king or queen, okay, like you are at the right hand of Bill Gates. And that's how you get promoted, and that's how you get bonuses, and that's how you get more responsibility, man. You just own it. You don't complain. It takes just as much energy to go become a specialist and master a trade or even a movement or even a saying. Back in the day, man, we had a leader in the organization who fell in love with the word codify. To this day, I don't even know what it means, okay? And I'm sure right now we got 8,000 people Googling it. You're going to send me an email. That's fine. Hit me up on Twitter. What's codify mean? Because I still don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. I used it 1,000 times in reviews, in correspondence, which was awesome because I didn't even know what it meant. And I was still using it. And I would get the executive would be automatically ears would perk up. He'd be like, whoa, let me read Sam. It's almost like when you're doing spell check. You know, when you're doing spell check and you highlight the entire paragraph and you hit spell check on Word or Microsoft, your Mac, whatever it is, and it pops up the words. That's what I think in their brain. They're like, oh my God, codify. Holy cow. Sam's really an up and comer. Doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. I could literally have, you know, an eye in the middle of my forehead and, you know, not even be able to spell cat if you gave me the C and the A. But if I used the word codify, it was, and my buddies knew it. They're like, you son of a... Really? You're going to that card? I'm like, of course I'm going to that card. The moron wants to hear the word, so I'm going to give them what they want to hear. Why would I do anything of any substance? Why would I work any harder? I'm just going to find out where the puck's going to be, and I'm going to get there before you. So you didn't want to use the word codify. My entire report and review, I remember one time, was basically the word codify. And everything else just sprinkled in. It's like, here's what it's like. It's like a keyword density in an article. You know, if you want to rank in search engines, you need a keyword density, let's just say 3 to 5%. Meaning out of every 100 words, three times, your keyword should appear in that article, blog post, whatever. So you got 400 words on a blog post you've written, 12 times on average, that keyword should appear. Search engines like that, keyword density. Well, the keyword density of my articles had the word codify in there 3 to 5 times for every 100 words. It was embarrassing. It was stupid. It was brilliant. Brilliant. I don't give myself nearly enough credit sometimes. You know, I just don't. I need to start doing more of that. I need to start giving myself much more credit for being just a trendsetter, a visionary, if you will. So my advice today on the number one motivational podcast on the planet, don't be like Josh Gordon, man. A couple things. Don't be a victim. Hold yourself to a higher standard. Look, we're all going to screw up, and you're given a chance. Look, Josh Gordon has been given multiple chances, okay? This year suspension he just got handed down yesterday isn't like nobody saw it coming. It's in the rules. It's like you break the speed limit once, you get so many points, and you get caught, by the way. I mean, we're only talking about the number of times he got caught. We're not even talking about the number of times he actually smoked dope and didn't get caught, okay? You break the speed limit, you get caught, you get a couple of points. Second time, a couple more points. At some point in time, if you keep getting caught and you don't give that probationary period time to expire, you're going to lose your license, right? Just own it. Same thing in business. If you keep screwing up, you're going to lose your what? You're going to lose your tribe, your herd, your audience, right? If you can't, for example, in the industry that I'm in the speaking industry, okay? Imagine if, here's some speaking contracts, well, every speaking contract holds you to a time limit, meaning you're only allowed to speak for an hour or 90 minutes, whatever it is, and 90% of your presentation must be content-driven, all right? Meaning I teach on, for example, podcasting, teach people how to podcast, been selling from stage for over 5 years. My product is $997, but I don't get up there for 90 minutes, nor am I allowed to. The speaker contract says that 90% of my presentation has to be content, meaning the audience should walk away from that and feel like even if they didn't buy my product, they would know how to launch their own show and get going. Now, the benefit of obviously buying my product is it's going to get you going much more quickly, easily, and you're going to learn from the master. okay? If I got up on that stage and I did the reverse and 90% pitched and 10% contact, they would never invite me back. I wouldn't even get a warning. They just would never invite me back. Or if I went over my 90-minute allotment of time, I get fined $1,000 a minute. Yeah, think about that. $1,000 for every minute you go over. Now, how does that fine work? Well, they take it out of your sales. You know, if I sell 100 grand in that 90-minute slot, meaning 100 people purchase my $1,000 product, when they go to cut me a check, they just say, oh, you went over 10 minutes. Here's your amount, less 10 grand. Guys, that happens, okay? Do I have the right to be upset? Sure. I mean, I guess emotionally, I have the right to be, I have the right to react however I want to react. But I signed the contract, all right? And they took the money, and that's just the way it is. So when you're playing with the big boys and the big girls online, offline, and in business, you got to own up to it like the big boys and the big girls do. It's not that we don't have compassion, all right? It's not that nobody, I do sincerely feel bad for this kid, and I'll tell you why. Because he's a kid, all right? Probably in his early 20s, mid-20s, all right? Very good at what he does. Also, when you have a problem, there's nothing better than being plugged into teammates and friends and people who can lift you up. He's not allowed to have any contact for a year with anybody that has to do with his team, the Cleveland Browns. He is completely cut out from that. So he's got to figure this out real quick. Has he hit rock bottom and now he's going to build himself? Because we are the land of second chances. I mean, from an ex-president, Bill Clinton, you know, to getting second chances in life to kind of reinvent himself. And, you know, God love him and everybody else who screwed up. Me too, man. I've been given so many chances. But at least when I've been given the second chance, I remember this phrase as well. Those of us that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. What have you done in your past that you knew at that point in time, this is a tipping point for me? If I continue to go down this road, I'm never going to get better. And I'm going down into a black hole, an abyss. This Josh Gordon, man, this could be rock bottom. This could be the launching point for him, you know, to come back better than ever. Or, I mean, if he can't succeed with all of the support and the millions amounts of dollars the NFL pumps into their substance abuse policy to give people help, if he can't thrive in that environment, because he's got more life to live than he does sports career ahead of him. I think we would all agree with that. True. So he might have another 5 years left. I mean, the average NFL career is 3 years. I don't care how good you think you are. You've probably got another 5 years left, maybe, okay, in that profession. Then you got to go live the rest of your life. So what do you do at that point? You use that moment to say, all right, I'm taking this and I'm going to use it and I am going to change and turn my life around. And not only that, I'm going to help other people. Have you ever done anything or, you know, maybe the same situation? I relate back to my bankruptcy, you know, and I've used every day as Saturday kind of as a ministry, all right, for lack of a better word, that I'm going to go out and preach the every day is Saturday gospel, and I'm going to help other people. I'm going to go rescue corporate slaves. And some people are like, well, geez, I mean, I don't want every day to be Saturday. I like my job. I think that's awesome. Let me know you like your job. I think it's great. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. We need more people like you. But I'm just saying, I draw my line in the sand, okay? And I make sure that I now work in that vertical of rescuing corporate slaves. That's who I am. That's the brand. That's the Everyday Saturday brand, and I own it. Can Everyday Saturday be in the workplace? Absolutely, especially if you like to do what you do. I just choose not to preach that message directly to that audience and spend most of my time with the entrepreneur because it's easy for me and it's easy for them to understand. So my Every Day is Saturday, my launching point was when I went bankrupt in 2005. I said, damn, I got to own that. Nobody wants to hear me boo-hoo about it. You know, I use it as a positive, saying I don't ever want to be that irresponsible again that I go after a business like Quiznos, a franchise that went under, and just be so stupid and callous about it and take my sister's money and everybody else that invested with me and in my business and in me, Sam Crowley, and just throw it all away. So don't do that. Own it. Be accountable. Codify the situation. I gotta get going now, man. I gotta get going. That's when I jumped the shark right there, man. Trying to codify the situation. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.